Now, Rebbe's classic Sefer Emei Baruch, he has a beautiful idea from Rebbe Cheska of Kushmir that I'd love to share with you. The pasuk writes, that both Yosef and Binyamin were crying on each other's necks. And Chazal Rashi quotes it on the spot, say, what are they crying for? That Yosef saw that what was going to happen to the Beis HaMikdosh, the Batei Mikdosh, and in Binyamin's Chelek, and Binyamin saw what was going to happen in Yosef Chelek with the destruction of the Mishkan. And as Rebbe Cheska of Kushmir, at the end of the day, why was Binyamin crying? Because if you think about it, if the Mishkan would never have been destroyed, there would never have been a Beis HaMikdash Klal. So why was Binyamin crying at all? He should have never cried. Let's see it inside. Im Mishkan Shila Lo Yechrav, Mimela Oya Beis HaMikdash Klal, Madu Abacha Binyamin. Why is Binyamin crying at the end of the day? It's because Mishkan Shila was destroyed, that's the fact that he had a Beis HaMikdash. Says Rechazukoha Kushmir, a beautiful idea. The essence of Binyamin and Yosef, what it was all about over here, says Rabbi Simon, was even if they wouldn't have their own portion, they wanted each other's portion to last. Ki rotza shiiskayim shechoyah Yosef mishalo. Even though Binyamin would never have a Beis HaMikdash, he saw the destruction of Shiloh, and that for him, even if he knew that, it would have been for his benefit. Because if the destruction of Nizbishka would have led to his Beis HaMikdash, that would have happened, that would have been good for him. But he said no, because someone else's pain is his pain, and someone else's pain is their pain. And that's what a Jew is. And that's what Chavzal Kushmir says over here. At the end of the day, Yosef and Binyamin are crying for each other. Rechazel Kushmir also, I've seen in Bora Temple of Lazer Gelzahler, that they weren't crying in the name of Rechazel Kushmir, that they weren't crying about their own pain, they're crying about another's pain. Because when it comes to your pain, you stand up, you continue forward. But when it comes to someone else's pain, what's the message? You give them care, you give them a hug, you give them encouragement. And this is the whole essence of what Yosef was trying to do with the whole goblet at the end of last week's Parsha. The Abar Benel tells us, Rabbi Simon quotes it. Why did Yosef do this whole thing with the goblet in Davka in Binyamin's bag? Because he wasn't sure yet if the brothers actually started to view B'nai Rachel and care for B'nai Rachel and do whatever they could for B'nai Rachel. And he needed to Davka put in the cup in their bag to be able to make sure to see if they're going to go to battle for their brother. And once Yosef saw that, then he was able to understand that they did tshuva. Then there was an achdus there. But what an incredible insight for Rebbe Cheska of Kushmir that Yosef and Binyamin they down for each other, and Binyamin even downs for Yosef even at his own expense. Because if the Mishkan Shiloh never got destroyed, there would be no Beis HaMikdash. And Binyamin said, I don't care about my own chelek, I care about my brother's chelek. And that's what Yosef says. Yosef wanted to see what was going to be with the goblet. And at the end of the day, he wanted to see if his brothers actually did full tshuva. Next week, we're going to be commemorating Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis, the Beis Yosef writes, Rabbi Simon quotes in Simon Tov Kuf Nun, from the Avu Jaham that tells us that if a Asar B'Tavis falls out on Shabbos, that we do not push it off because the pasuk says Yecheskel Chavdal Beis Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Kamiyom Be'Kamal B'Yom Kippurim. Just like Yom Kippur, we is not pushed off. Asar B'Tavis is not pushed off, and the Chazam Sofer wants to explain why is it Tisha B'Av that why is it that Asar B'Tavis is never pushed off? Because he says an incredible thing. Says the Chazam Sofer, every year on Asar B'Tavis, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides whether Tisha B'Av is going to be a Tisha B'Av of simcha or of sadness. That's the day, right? The day that the Mucha Netzah surrounded the wall. That's the beginning of the end. And every year in Asar B'Tavis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's going to be this year? Did they learn from Yosef Tzadik and Binyamin? Did they learn from the Shvatim, says the Chazam Sofer, or did they not learn? And every year on Asar B'Tavis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what's going to be the Tisha B'Av of that year. And that's why Asar B'Tavis always falls out around Vayigash. Because the Vayigash, the whole essence of Vayigash is one of achdus, is one of community and caring and being united. And that's what it means to be a Jew. And that's exactly in next week's Parshas Vayechi. And we'll end off with this at the beginning of Revi. Yaakov Avinu gathers up his sons and says, Hayasu lachem agid lachem esach res hayamim. Gather together so I can tell you what's going to be. But Rashi said the Ruach HaKodesh left him, and he wasn't able to tell them. Says the Rebbe originally, the original Rebbe, I heard from the Rebbe of Judah, Michel Shlita, and he said an incredible idea. The Ruach HaKodesh left Yaakov on the when, but on the how, he got through. What was the how? Hayasu lachem, gather together in MetLife Stadium, even if you might not be, you'll hold up the same hashkafa for the entire year, but you have the same Torah, you have the same Rabbonu Shalom. Gather again, hayasu lachem. Then you'll be zochet v'agid lachem eis hacher so yomim. You'll be zochet av Mashiach. You'll be zochet v'ez Hashem to take these ideas v'achtos of unity, community, always going above and beyond for each other. And v'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see on Asar B'Tavis, they'll say Tisha B'Av this year, Tei Tavshin Pei, should be in Yishlam Yekosh v'ez Hashem l'Mashiach Sakeinu. Shkoich.